Hi, I'm Neil Stavem. Thanks for listening to this highlight from Connecting Faith. If you'd like to hear the entire broadcast or to hear more highlights from our recent shows, you can go to our Connecting Faith program page on myfaithradio.com. Maybe the first question is why? Why do we need to have a plan?
I always think it's very good to remember the principles by which we as followers of Christ abide, and that is that we are good stewards. God has given us everything, and it's my role to be a steward of those resources. And why should that stop with my physical well-being, my family? It should extend to my financial resources, to my job, to my assets, to my estate, and to the legacy.
Yeah, I think that's the key word is stewardship. I also think of purposeful, of being intentional. You know, we're called to live intentionally, kingdom-minded, and wouldn't you want to have that same intentionality with what you leave behind, and then the people that influences and has an impact on.
I guess we should, you know, say right up front, I mean, if you don't have some sort of plan, the government makes one for you, in essence, right?
I think that's true. For the state of Minnesota, if we don't have a will in place, there are things that the state would abide by and direct for your estate. And so I think it's important that each of us take it upon ourselves to make those plans and not leave them up to somebody else.
And the word legacy, in fact, Kirby, just maybe let's talk about right up front, because the university, the foundation, has a new website which has the word legacy in it. Talk a little about legacy, because that's a pretty key word.
Sure. So a couple weeks ago, we launched unwlegacy.org, and it's a website that's filled with resources, very practical resources for estate and charitable gift planning, but it also tells the stories of many people who, for the university, have left their legacy and the story behind it. And again, each of us has a story, each of us has a legacy to leave, and in some respects, people would think about their values and ideals, but when it comes down to charitable gift planning, people have assets that sometimes they impart to charity.
You can find out more at unwlegacy.org. Planning ahead, actually, is always a good idea, right? If we have time, that's going to make that plan probably more solid generally, isn't it?
I think that's very true. In fact, I was just teaching Sunday school to my own Sunday school class at church, and I posed the topic, well, what good does a will do for a young person? And for those of us who are on the other end of the spectrum, who have children, who are minors, there's always good estate planning tools available, no matter what the age. But as Paul said, it's typically an event that drives it, a birth, a death, an illness, a trip to a sunny, warm location. Those are always reasons to say, what can I do to get my life in order, just in case?
Thanks for listening to this podcast highlight from Connecting Faith. For more information about this podcast or other audio archives, you can visit our Connecting Faith show page on myfaithradio.com.